Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is March 15, 2024. I'm Lenny Feldman, managing partner with the law firm of Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg, PA. Today's discussion, cybersecurity insecurity. CBP has released its cybersecurity guidance explaining the process as well as roles and responsibilities of CBP and customs brokers in the event of such an incident. At first glance, it looks like CBP is setting the bar quite high for these downtime procedures. No surprise, CBP reminds brokers to report cyber incidents as soon as possible to the CBP Security Operations Center. Also, any known breach of physical or electronic records relating to customs business must be reported no later than 72 hours after discovery of that breach. This includes compromised importer ID numbers or identifiable information. The customs regulations already set forth this requirement. More challenging may be that for the broker must provide a daily report of the cargo release information for every entry during the approved downtime period. This has to be supplemented by post-release data elements, about 13 in all. The entries certainly can add up quickly, particularly with the manual process that CBP contemplates. And once the broker system is up and running, the broker still is required to electronically file all those entries in ACE. Additionally, the broker needs to submit a downtime letter certifying that all the information is accurate, the bond is sufficient, valid, and current, and all other regulatory requirements are met. Understandably, representing that all information is accurate, and especially that a bond is sufficient, may concern some brokers. While CBP explains it has some flexibility with liquidated damages, it reminds brokers that it still requires interest under the law. Customs brokers and importers alike will need to carefully consider the impact of CBP's new downtime procedures. Hopefully in time, the insecurity of cybersecurity will subside.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.